Hi, my name is Juliet, and I'm the host for this podcast. I will be ordained as a rabbi in January, very exciting. And in Judaism, there's a specific portion or reading from the Torah, which is the Hebrew Bible for every week of the year. And as we go through these readings week by week in order from the beginning of the Torah to the end, from the beginning of the Jewish year to the end, we analyze the stories and we comment on them. This week, I'll be talking about how we connect with Torah and how we see it as a patriarchal religion that we have inherited and we reject that. And so does this Torah still have something to teach us? That's what I'll be talking about today. But in general, I do connect them to real life, to contemporary life, on my blogs and my podcasts. This is how these ancient stories come alive, which is one of my great passions. I hope you'll accompany me as I tell these stories of Torah and of my life and the lives of others. And of course, if you miss an episode, you can always go back and find it wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks so much for coming on this ancient and contemporary journey with me. You can visit my website, lenegditamid.us. That's lenegditamid.us, lenegditamid.us. And you can find out I'm available for baby namings and bar mitzvahs, b'nai mitzvahs, weddings, funerals, anything, and leading services. So please take a look at my website. And also, I would really appreciate it if you gave some kind of contribution towards this work to support this work. So on to today's topic, which is Akev. Akev, on the heels of, as a result of, as a consequence. That's what the meaning is. So one of the main critiques of religion, and actually this is going to be all about as a consequence. This is what I'm talking about today. One of the main critiques that people have of religion these days, especially the Abrahamic ones, Judaism, Christianity, Islam, is how patriarchal they are. And people just want to reject religion, organized religion as a result. Oh, I'm not into organized religion, but I'm very spiritual, right? And it couldn't be more true that what we've inherited is very patriarchal. And so I understand why people reject it. Like, I'm going to give you a great example in this week's Parsha, Akev. As our male God tells the Israelites they are about to enter the promised land, he, and I'm going to use the pronoun he the whole time because I'm highlighting the fact that it is patriarchal. No matter how I think about God myself, it's a different story in the Bible. It is a male God of power. This is a kingship. He is a father. This is what he represents with his power. And he tells the people, the Israelites, sorry for the noise, that's a helicopter. Yeah, I live in New York City. I'm sitting outside, but even when I'm inside, sometimes it, this is the third time this morning that I'm trying this. This is bad. Anyway, let me get back here. Focus. God tells the Israelites they're about to enter the promised land, and he tells them also that they are to be rewarded if they follow his laws. What are the rewards? Abundance, fertility, good life. And they will be punished if they don't, with scarcity, sterility, death. Horrible punishments. God reminds the people that he has tested their loyalty along the way through their journey through the desert. He beseeches them to remember how he, God, made them walk through the desert for 40 years. The hardships he put them through have been a trial for them. How often do we hear that in religion? This is a trial. God is trying me. God is testing me. Very patriarchal. Why is he doing that? To see where their hearts lie. The Hebrew word I thought was interesting also for test is the same word that we use to say to answer. And it's like, I was thinking about it. I was like, why? Wow, that's really interesting. It's like they have to answer to God. The word means that they have been, it has this other meaning also, that they've been afflicted. They've been forced to humble themselves before God on purpose, as in, I did it for your own good. That's why I've tested you. And we all know the damage that's done to children through the millennia, right? The goal of this, God says, is so that the people will know that, and here are some famous lines, it is not by bread alone that man lives, but by whatever I say, whatever comes out of my mouth, my decrees. It's not just bread. You depend on me. And the reasoning is, lest you think, God says, my own power, this is the Israelites thinking, my own power and my might, the might of my own hand, have won this wealth for me. Hold that. God declares we should not be afraid, for he will be the very one leading us into this new land, driving out, expelling the current residents, not because the Israelites are particularly good, oh no, but because the others are worse. They are wicked. At least we're not wicked. No, he says, it's not because you're wise, righteous, or virtuous. In other words, he's telling them, don't be so grandiose. You didn't do it by yourself. You're not so great. And you had a lot of help from me. Well, on the one hand, it's nice to believe sometimes that there's a God that if we pray to him and if we're good, that he will give us only good things and that good things will come to us in our lives, right? And please make this happen. It's nice to believe in that power. It helps us to feel secure sometimes. On the other hand, this is also a really, maybe in the same breath, not being so grandiose, not thinking that we did it by ourselves, is also a really good message for us to hear. So on the one hand, there's the comfort, right, of the power of this God. That is also patriarchal, but there's a comfort there. And on the other hand, the don't be so grandiose, you didn't do it by yourself, is a really good message that we all need to hear as well, especially in our American culture where we are taught that we make or break our own success. The message from Torah and our society is so very clearly patriarchal, based entirely on a male model of reward and punishment. Yet, the Bible is here to remind us that it is not by our own hand if we are successful. And I'm putting that word success in quotes because it is problematic, as it is based on how powerful a job we have, how much money we make, how much money we have, what kind of family we come from, blah, blah, blah. As we know, many wealthy people love to say that they created their wealth all by themselves, and they forget or disregard the privileges, or maybe they've never even been aware of the privileges that they've had along the way, often since birth. The message under capitalism is that we are all, each responsible for our own wealth or poverty, and this message is so strong that we feel proud and puffed up when we have money and full of shame when we struggle. I'm going to put that aside for a minute, and I'm going to go to later in the Parsha. Moses reminds the people that it was God's love for this people that caused him, God, to do all that God has done for them. All God asks in return is their steadfast love and loyalty. And while it's understandable that one who loves another can hope to be loved in return, this is a controlling God who demands total, he demands love and he demands total loyalty. And you can't get more patriarchal than that. It's also true that when we reject our holy books, because they are patriarchal, we are rejecting patriarchy. That's a good thing if we want to move forward to a time when we can more or less live as equals in peace on earth. Yes, we want to reject patriarchy. But in the same rejection of our holy books, I wonder if there may be an unwillingness to look at ourselves in the mirror. Because as we know, we are still living under patriarchy. And as much as we would like to think otherwise, we actually reflect this patriarchy in many of the thoughts we have in our relationships with ourselves and with others. This is what Terry Real says. Terry Real invented or created something called relational life therapy. I was listening to this amazing podcast interview with him on Insights from the Edge. Go listen, find it. It's really fascinating. It'll teach you about how to be in your relationships, in your intimate relationships. It's very helpful. And this is an interview with Tammy Simon on the podcast, Insights from the Edge, as I said. So what he says is, what Terry Real says is, the way we live now, as always in the past, is by constantly comparing ourselves to others. We judge and compare ourselves all the time, even for things completely out of our control and beyond our control. Either we feel shame because someone else is thinner, more fit, richer, smarter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, or our children are, or our whatever, right? Or we feel good and proud if the opposite is true. We're the ones who are thinner, more fit, have children who have made these amazing achievements, right? Either way, one is superior, the other inferior. Terry Real describes this as grandiosity versus shame. And underlying both grandiosity and shame, he says, is the same emotion, and that is contempt. I'm going to say that again. What we have in a patriarchal society is grandiosity versus shame. And underlying both is contempt. You can think of how this is true, right? When we feel really good about ourselves, we have contempt for this other person that we know who, ugh, they didn't make it as much as I. Oh, they're so fat. Oh, they're so, bleh. Or even, oh, they're so rich. Rich people are disgusting. We find a way of putting the other person down, no matter which side we're on. No matter which side of the fence we're on, we have contempt. And he goes on to explain that in our society, as we understand that either we are feminine, which carry the traits of being affiliative, being connected, being accommodating, or we are on the masculine side, which carries being powerful, assertive. And he says, you can be powerful or connected, but never both at the same time. I thought that was fascinating. You can be powerful or connected, but never both at the same time. Not only that, in a patriarchy, we have power over others. So when you're connected, you're sharing the power. You're giving up some of your own power, because when you're judging, you have the power. But when you're connected, you're not judging. You let go of judgments. You're like, oh, this is a human being just like me, with their own struggles. They're not better than me. They're not worse than me. And this attitude, he says, that we're supposed to have power over others is even popular in activist circles, in feminist circles, in spiritual circles. How much have we heard, I was weak, I have found my voice, now I'm strong, so stand back. That's saying, now I'm going to have the power over you. But the fact is, of course, that as human beings, we are all essentially equal. And with this attitude of I was weak, now I'm strong, we're perpetuating the same patriarchal way of living, the very patriarchal way of living that we say we are trying to change. So what's the alternative? Terry Real calls it soft power. He says soft power is an art to be learned that translates into standing up for oneself while simultaneously cherishing the other person or people in the same breath. I'm going to say that again. Soft power is an art to be learned that translates into standing up for oneself while simultaneously cherishing the other person or people in the same breath. Terry Real guides partners in intimate relationships, but he applies his philosophy to all of society. The goal is to see that we are all truly connected, to understand that, not only to each other, but to the earth and everything in it and on it. And as humans, we are truly all the same underneath the trauma. We are not only connected, we are of the same stuff. Nothing separates us except our lack of awareness. Therefore, we must be able to look in the mirror. Whether it's at our holy books, which are patriarchal, our holy books that contain horrors, rape, incest, abuse, patriarchy, all of it. Only by closely looking at how we live and examining how we live out the patriarchy in our daily thoughts, our words, our actions, will we be able to change our way of living from power over to power with others. What we want is power with others, to share it. The only way God and Moses knew how to teach us to care about the widow, the orphan, the stranger, in our midst, these things come up again and again, they're in this week's Parsha as well, was by clobbering us over the head. But now that we know differently, does it mean we never get angry when we talk about dismantling patriarchy and racism or about anything? Can we not get angry about it? Are we supposed to be like all even keeled? Well, that would be impossible. And sometimes anger is appropriate. But I want to give us a start. Towards the end of this week's reading, the people are beseeched to cut away the thickening around their hearts and stiffen their necks no more. Along with awareness and a desire to repair any damage we've done in the process, the first step is always a softening. Being connected is the thing that erases both extremes of grandiosity or shame. It erases contempt because it puts us all on the same level on a level playing field. With connection, we find compassion. Compassion goes hand in hand with a soft heart. So let us soften our hearts. Let us cut away the thickening around our hearts and soften our necks. And let us say, Amen. Good Shabbos. See you next week. Thank you for being here with me.